Oh yeah, baby. Fantastic.
Look at you.
Have you ever seen
Brett,
a happy man?
Anderson gets back into the studio. What news do you bring us, buddy?
Adam Treloar is officially a Magpie.
Woohoo!
So we'll just run through the deal very quickly for you so we can move on with the rest of the show.
Please.
The Giants have received pick 7, 62, and Collingwood's 2016 first round pick in exchange for Adam Treloar and pick 28. So that pick 28 was the one that came in the previous deal with Carlton. With the four players going in and out. So
9429 1116. Quickly, Pies fans, give us your thoughts. You've been calling for people's heads down there, but the deal is finally done. 9429 1116.
Caught me off guard.
Good or bad?
There's the bombshell. There it is.
That's not the bombshell you're talking about.
No, that's not the trade bombshell. That's not the
trade
bombshell.
There you go. The one that you were alluding to before.
Boys, your thoughts on the deal, please. I mean, you got the
thoughts
Giants.
On it. We've been talking about it for
10 days. But is it a fair deal? Who wins? Is there a winner there, or is it about right?
I think that Adam Treloar can be a Brownlow medalist. So anytime you bring in a player of his quality, you've done very well.
Just don't throw that word around willy-nilly.
You don't think he could be a Brownlow medalist?
Well, it is pretty hard to win the Brownlow medal.
They've told
it
me
is,
that before.
You've got two good players in, Swanee's won one, but Pendles hasn't won one.
No.
And he's a fair player.
He's reasonable.
So they don't always win them if you're a great player.
Yes.
They are hard to win. No, I think it's right. I just look at what Patrick Dangerfield went for. And I look at what Treloar goes for.
Yeah, but that's free agencies in the background of
the Dangerfield.
I'm
just comparing apples with oranges.
Three or four years younger too.
Even though it's a trade, that is not a trade. That is free agency, what happened to Dangerfield.
Well, I'm comparing it.
Okay.
So 25.
One player has left the club.
Yes.
The other player has left the club. They've ended up in a new club.
25-year-old A-grader versus 22-year-old A-grader.
No. There's a big gap between Patrick Dangerfield and Treloar right as we speak. There is a big gap.
I don't think there's one as big a gap as what everyone thinks.
One is a marketing gun player. The other one's a very good player on the rise.
Adam Treloar's an A-grader.
Adam Treloar,
a flat-out A-grader.
Adam Treloar is not going to bring a lot more people through the door compared to a Patrick Dangerfield. Is that true? Patrick Dangerfield has got ballistic pace. Hey. He can burst open packs. He kicks the ball a mile. He's actually... I don't think I've ever heard Adam Treloar speak other than the video last night. He's engaging. We haven't seen that from Treloar yet. So I think there's a big gap between Patrick Dangerfield and Treloar right now.
All those things are fantastic, but it's about getting the footy and kicking goals and winning games. And
which
I
is
think
what
Adam,
Patrick Dangerfield has done for 6 years.
I think Adam Treloar adds 3 extra years on his career. And that's why I think the gap isn't as big as what you think. Paddy's a star. Adam Treloar is... I don't think people understand how good he is down here because he's been playing at GWS. He's a very good player.
All right. Stop licking yourself.
I'm pretty happy with the situation.
Like, absolutely you are. You're like a cat. You got the eyebrows
worry about
licked
asking
up.
Me about my thoughts. I'm happy. Luke's in Doreen. G'day, Luke.
There you go, boys.
Lukey.
See you, Brett. Thanks for coming in with the news.
Brett.
Appreciate
That's
it.
All right.
Go, Luke.
You sound like a little bit of a wounded bull there, Ox.
No. I was just... you can't compare Treloar to Dangerfield just yet, can we?
Oh, I think Collingwood fans will be all over it. I think our membership will just fly through the roof knowing that we've got this one signed off and deal done.
Okay. I reckon your membership will fly through the roof anyway, but...
Good on you, Luke.
I don't know. Do you reckon you'll have a big impact on your membership? In all honesty?
In all honesty? I think hope... does build membership. I've no question about that. When Malthouse signed on to be the coach, Collingwood went from being on the bottom of the ladder to having record membership. So I'm a big believer in hope.
So you're comparing Treloar to Mick Malthouse?
Yeah. So I reckon we'll go
in
from
impact.
I think we'll go from 80,000 to 86,000 members next year.
Okay. Nice.
Robbie's in Beaumaris. G'day, Robbie.
Hi, guys.
Robbie.
Happy Collingwood Day to you, Marco, and happy birthday, Ox.
Thank you, Robbie.
Good on you, Robbie.
You're pretty excited?
You're pretty excited, and thanks to my mate Kenny Wood for signing off on the deal of Adam Treloar.
There you go.
And a question for you, Ox.
Yep.
Who's going to take number 5 for Melbourne now?
Ooh, good question.
Dorsey moves up, takes it. 6-5. Come on. He just goes bang. He's the centre-half forward.
No problem with that.
He's the 2015 U.
No problem.
You got no issue?
It's been Jordan Gisberts.
Yes.
It's been Jimmy Tumpus.
Yes.
Can we just get someone with muscles? Or a little bit of size? Just someone with a little bit of size. I've had two sparrows. Just blokes with a little bit of boof about them.
Thanks, Robbie. Good on you. Now, we're going to get the latest from Sports Central with BT, and we start with, of course, a trade update.